Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, the full 90 Soccer Time podcast is back. Brand new episode up. I'm predicting that the Sounders aren't going to have a match this weekend because they really do... Of all the organizations that are like professional super organizations like that, they really do give so much of a crap about their fans that I have a feeling it's going to, when it gets problematic, they're going to do the thing where they shut it down. And then they get more social credit with all the people that they're looking out for. It's interesting. Anyway, we talk way more about it on a new episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Please subscribe. Tell a soccer-minded friend if you would. Thanks so much. Okay, so... You ever have recurring dreams? That's a question you can't answer because this is a one-way medium, but you can always tweet at me, at Hey Gregor. That's a good way to get in touch. I'm also on Instagram and everything else. Facebook, sure, whatever. Anyway, recurring dreams. I have had a couple that have followed me around throughout different phases of my life. I never look up what they mean because I don't want to. Because I don't want to face my demons. But the one I had the other night was the weirdest. I remember what my earliest dream was. Nightmare, I guess. My earliest nightmare. I was a child. I was about 5. And in the house that we lived in, there was a small... You know, Sesame Street, there's Slimy the Worm. Like a combination of that and a game of snake where the try to like not run into your own snake and it keeps growing longer and longer as you go. So it was like a combination of Slimy, the game of snake, and a pink piece of like yarn and was chasing me all over my childhood home. And I was a little kid and terrified. I still have such a distinct, just like one frame memory of that, like just a still, just like a still frame memory of that. I wonder what people's typically what their earliest nightmare you can remember is. And even if you do, we all have different types of memory and stuff. So the other night I went to sleep and I guess I've been pretty stressed out lately. I had some like health stuff that was troubling me and then like it was just really weighing heavily. Also, did you know it's like impossible to go in and see a therapist in this freaking town? That's a whole other story for another time. Anyway. So I've been like pretty stressed out, I guess. And the other night I had this dream and I never know if my like dreams and nightmares and stuff are tied into one of a couple things like stress or diet. Like if I drink a beer too close to bed, I definitely have a hard time sleeping or food like spicy food before. Oh man. Anyway, I never know like what directly drives them, but, man. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, driving it, is snoring. If I sleep on my back, I start to snore, a little sleep apnea, right? At 40 years old, I feel like I can admit that. Anyway, I start to have a little problems with my sleeping, and I think sometimes my brain does something that freaks me out to wake me up. Usually probably not responding to my wife kicking me or something like that. Anyway, so I'm asleep, and wake up to something like, how do you describe it? Like, you ever had like a low power fan and you just touch your finger to it and it goes like across your finger? I don't recommend it, but it's a, like that until it stops and you're like, eh, what was that? Well, something was doing that to my eyelid. Against my eyelid, only like a little slower. So it's like, dip, 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 like that. And I was like, ah, what are you doing? Stop it. I like wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? There's a drone flying directly over my head that had like put down a thing to mess with my eye. I'm obviously still actually asleep. I just thought I woke up. And there's an alien controlling the drone and it starts to fly up into the sky through the skylight that I don't have. And it just says, we're going to kill you. What? That was terrifying. A terrifying thing to have a dream tell you that the aliens are going to kill you. I may have read the second book in the Three Body Problem trilogy, and it might not have left me. Anyway, we're going to kill you, it says in its creepy alien voice. And I'm like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Okay, that's all right, though. I'm awake now. Not awake. I'm going to get up. Suddenly it's daytime. I'm downtown in a super skyscraper, like way up at the top of a skyscraper that looks out over LAX, the airport. And it's not proportionately correct, but I'm looking at the window, and it's like the same window that we have here in the studio. I'm looking out the window down at LAX. There it is in its entirety. And you hear what is definitely the sounds of like what, like a World War II plane dive bombing. I look out the window. And the world's most gigantic, unrealistic plane comes falling from the sky. But not like nose first or something like that. It's more like a whale breaching, so it's going to land on its back with the wrong style of momentum. This thing comes down right past the building and heads right for the airport and explodes. I dive to the ground, and it's not the shockwave of the explosion from the airplane. It's the sound that is awful, knocking everyone to the ground. Somehow the window stayed intact. I don't know how. My wife is there. She gets knocked over. All the other people that are around, everyone gets knocked down. Terror tears through us. People are screaming and yelling. We're running away. It's nuts. Next thing you know, not near the airport anymore. On an airplane, but not sitting inside of it. No. About where the landing gear are, I'm in a ski lift chair. And we're flying. And there's something about the airplanes, you can't go a certain height now all of a sudden. I don't know if it was a technological problem or if it was like an enemy or something, but we were now further south near San Diego and there was lots of mountains for some reason. And the airplanes had to fly just over the, like you could only be within like 100 feet of the mountains or something like that. And so they had to fly the contours of the earth. Only the pilot that we had wasn't good enough to do that. And so I'm in a ski lift chair below an airplane and my feet are hitting the tops of the trees. And I'm definitely freaked out because this is obviously how you die. And then I wake up. For real. Good luck going back to sleep, dummy.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Microsoft, Fred Hutch, Amazon sending staff home. A Miami Electronic Music Fest has been canceled. The new James Bond movie is delayed. Italy is taking a month off from public sports. Coronavirus had a wild Wednesday. It just keeps getting weirder. The North Shore School District here in the Puget Sound region is canceling classes for Bothell area schools for as long as 2 weeks. Yikes. That's on top of other schools that have already been closed and a lot more. Now, earlier this week, we talked about Emerald City Comic Con announcing that the show would go on. Well, things have turned since then, with the organizers releasing a statement indicating that refunds are available should you be concerned about the giant gathering and want your money back. They're totally down with that. Ah, it's one of the most wonderful gathering of nerds ever. My solution, everyone should just go as Darth Vader and use real respirators, right?
That is correct.
You just got newsed.
Did you see the picture that the Mars Curiosity rover took of the surface? Like a cool panoramic photo that it took? It does these all the time, I guess, but like this one is like more than a billion pixels in detail, and NASA's freaking out about it. And frankly, I love it. I love it. I want to look at it. I want to see all the different stuff on there. But after like a couple, like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, I'm like, yeah, this looks like we're looking at the desert of like Death Valley or like Tucson or something like that. It really is such a... Cold isn't the right word because it is actually literally cold, but it's so not the thing of science fiction. It's like, can you imagine Phoenix, Arizona? Now just with nothing on it except for mountains and craters and lots of soil. And not good fresh soil for growing stuff. Horrid, arid, dry, acrid soil that is incapable of supporting life. And as far as you can see, it's pretty wild, though, that we have a machine that far away that we control and tell it to take pictures and stuff. I think it's fantastic. It really is inspiring. We have 4 or 5, I can't remember, different missions headed to Mars this summer. I think China might be doing one of them. I don't know if that one's counted or not.
China.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know if that's counted or not, but there's a lot of missions going there to the point where there's a, what do you call it? Like a satellite, like a radio antenna satellite looking thing, like one that you would think would talk to aliens. And there's a series of 3 of them. 2 of them are, or one of them is here, maybe in California. One of them is in Spain, and the other one is in Canberra, Australia. The one in Canberra is the one that, I think that's how you say it, is the one that talks to Voyager 2, a spacecraft that left our solar system. I think that's how you say it. I think it left, it's in interstellar space is what they say, I think. I have to look this up and get the details. But anyway, it's very, very far away. It's been flying for 40-something years. It has gone beyond the... in our solar system, and there's only one way to talk to it, to send it messages. And that system is in Australia, a giant antenna. And they have to take it offline for 10 months or something like that to prepare it for all these Mars missions that they also need that bandwidth to be able to talk to the Mars, the new stuff that's going to be around Mars. There's a system for 3 satellites that talk to all of the deep space stuff. It's the Deep Space Network, and it's coming on offline. Please don't lose contact. Please don't lose contact with Voyager 2. I want to be talking to it for as long as possible. Anyway, some sadistic marketing person came up with the worst springtime combo, and it's not coronavirus plus social media. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Twitter is testing out a new feature. Well, it's just a few years later than everyone else. Introducing fleeting tweets. Fleets. A Twitter post that lasts just 24 hours. Aw, welcome to 2014, Twitter! The internet is not pleased. Researchers in California have developed a bit of a nighttime technology that'll allow you to become invisible. What is it, the Guild of Deadly American Ninjas? Oh, no, not quite like that. It's a wearable that will cloak your body heat, keeping you from being detected by thermal cameras. Oh, like by like a police chopper or the Predator. And finally, some sadistic weirdo had the idea to combine 2 of America's most hated products. Look, I get it if you like either one of these. You do you. Introducing a partnership between Peeps and Crocs. What, do they want your feet to barf? Well, good thing there's all those holes. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Oh, sorry I went long. There was some dream navigating that we had to do there. Hope you enjoyed. If you have any thoughts, please reach out. If you have any thoughts what my dreams are without looking it up, if you just want to interpret it and tell me what you think, I'd be super stoked to hear what you think it is. But with, again, don't read what some other book has said about it. Just tell me what your crazy ideas are. At Hey Gregor on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook on all the social medias. Hit me up. Thanks for stopping by. The end of the show. Thanks.
O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly! Auto Parts!